Now, we turn to the gifting of coin, because this is the program that likes to help Kickstarters by kickstarting Kickstarters in the arse. You know, maybe you've had a good idea. Maybe you're thinking, oh, what I could, what my dream job is to develop a tree that grows eggs, because it will save the bottoms of chickens from pain. Maybe that's your idea. Whatever your idea is, we want to hear from you. If you are trying to launch a Kickstarter, this is where we take your Kickstarter off Kickstarter and give it a kick on the radio to make make that coin come flowing in. Today's no different. We have a Kickstarter. Let's meet him. And such a man is on the telephone now. Hello, a man.
Hello.
Hi there. Who are you?
I'm Mark.
Hello, Mark. Welcome. I always like talking to a Mark. Mark, we're in Kickstarter mode, of course. We are crowdsourcing. Yeah. What is the project you are involved with?
I am involved with, as the illustrator, a project called Spiders Are Wonderful.
Let me pick you up
on
that.
It's a picture book.
Let me just pick up on that before we go any further. Spiders are not wonderful, are they? They're evil, horrible, nasty creatures.
Opinion is slightly divided on this.
Yes.
As we've found recently, it is theoretically possible for roughly half of the population to be wrong on something.
Right.
I'm not going to come down on it, but it, you know, it shows that opinion can be divided on things.
Yeah. It's stupid, but I fear that mine is correct, though.
Well, maybe I can change your mind.
Let's see what we can do. Let's go.
Maybe I can introduce you to Spiders Are Wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, and also to your listeners, I have to say this is only the second best way of experiencing it, as it is a picture book.
Yeah.
Lovely as my voice is, but I'm going to try to just sort of describe the words as we go through.
Well, let's do it. First, let me also pick you up on listeners, because, again, that's optimistic. But in terms of this book called Spiders Are Wonderful, right?
Yes.
Right. We're all, as we've established, we're starting from an erroneous premise. So talk us through how you would explain in a picture book how spiders are wonderful, because you've got a lot of work to do here.
Well, partly, I think a good 50% of the job is done by the cover, because I have a, I have to admit, slightly stylized image of a spider,
yes,
showing how friendly, non-threatening and delightful they are.
Yes, it's got two eyes.
This is, I think sometimes when you're introducing people to the truth, you have to sort of like sugarcoat it initially,
yes,
just to get people on board. And then sort of once you've got people's attention, then you can sort of get a bit more accurate and a bit more realistic.
Did you not consider literally sugarcoating the spider? I mean, a spider covered in sugar is more acceptable than a spider not covered in sugar.
But then that would just be sugar is wonderful. So
yes, I suppose in the shape of a spider. Yes, no, you've got.
Which, you know, it, depending on how well this Kickstarter goes, I'm prepared to move on to Sugar Is Wonderful.
Yes, yeah, a long way down the line, obviously. But
yeah. Well, no, I'm getting ideas for the pictures already. It's basically it's some sugar with two eyes.
Yes.
Because you know, once you develop a style, it's nice to keep within. Keep within your theme, really.
That's a good point. Yes. So, all right. So, the cover has established, as you said, you've sucked us in gently with a two-eyed, friendly-looking spider. What would we find inside this book?
So, as we go through, first of all, we've got the Spiders Are Wonderful and the aforementioned very sweet, friendly-looking spider.
Yes.
As we go on, it will explain further details. They have eight legs.
Yep.
And now there's, I wouldn't quite say a diagram, but another cute illustration of a spider with each of the eight legs, you know, because it could, you know, eight is a high number.
Yeah.
So it's good to sort of lead people through it.
It is, but immediately, though, again, you don't, anything with eight legs that can move like a spider, I mean, the reason spiders aren't liked is possibly due to the movement, isn't it? So you haven't, I mean, sugarcoating, yes, but you haven't really sugarcoated this leg thing. Why didn't you start off with two legs as well as the eyes in your illustration? You've leapt straight in with the leg thing.
Well, the thing about illustrating something is the first time you do it, it's very, very hard, and it gets a little bit easier each time. So once I've done two legs, Because I was kind of with you when I started off. I was thinking, yeah, two legs, you know, a bit less threatening. But after the second leg, I just thought, oh, this has gone really well.
Yeah.
And I was really pleased with myself. I just carried on, basically.
Yeah.
I managed to just sort of, like, slam the brakes on as I got to eight. Because the eighth leg is, when you compare it to the first leg, it's just, it's a whole new paradigm in leg illustration.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at it now, and I can see, but for a start, it goes in a different direction. And I'm glad you slammed the brakes on, because a 10-legged spider is not something I would want to ever see.
It's a bit much. I imagine if we just sort of stick with real spiders in terms of what you can accept,
yes,
that's probably a good sort of, it would be perverse of me to just sort of develop some sort of spider even more terrifying than reality. That would be cruel, and I'd never do that to you, John.
No, well, I thank you for it. So, okay, so we've gone, illustration one has got eight legs. They are numbered in the illustration as well. I'm looking at it now, and that's good, and it's helpful. But then you do move on to the eye thing.
We do move on to the eye thing, because I think now we've got people on board, and I can tell just from the tone of your voice, you're starting to relax. You're initially a little hesitant, but I can tell, you know, you're not 100% on board, but you've got, like, one foot on ship.
Yes, one of my eight.
Spider ship.
Yes, I have. One of my two, not eight, let's be clear. On the ship. Yeah.
And so now we go to the eyes, and the next page is 1,000 eyes.
Yeah. You've gone straight from the two on the front to 1,000. That's a big leap.
It is a big leap, but partly this is sort of in order to hold the reader's attention. I think if we went too gently from 2 to 1,000 eyes, then, well, the production costs, you know, because this Kickstarter does have to be practical, the production costs of just sort of adding gently a few eyes to each illustration would be, you know, I think they would sort of, it would be an issue. Yeah, you know, I don't want to go into the technical sort of publishing stuff, but basically, if we had 1,000 pages with just an extra eye each time, in terms of the binding.
In terms of cost and the binding, you know, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
No, fair enough.
I don't want to get too technical, because this is, you know, after all, an artistic product, but we have to sort of bear these sorts of stuff in mind.
The practicalities are important, Mark, as you say. Well, okay, so, all right, so let's assume I'm happy with the eight legs now and I'm happy with the 1,000 eyes. Where do we go from there in the book?
There we go up. And again, sort of practical measures have meant I haven't illustrated this fully, but we go up to spiders have a million children.
Yes.
And I've attempted in my own small way to draw a million spider babies. My wrist was troubling me after a few hours, so we fall a little short of the full million.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you get some idea from the illustration.
I mean, I am looking at it now, and it does do the correct job in that it instills fear in me about the spiders. Yes. We could just talk through every single page, but I fear we shouldn't. So instead of that, let's look at the overall of this. So it's a book to do what exactly, Mark? Just to make people like me who hate spiders like spiders. Is that the point of it?
Pretty much. So it's to introduce to people how wonderful spiders can be.
Yeah.
It takes, I'll admit, it takes a little bit of a dark turn towards the end. Because, like you say, there's only so much you can sugarcoat things.
Yeah.
The spiders aren't 100% as harmless as the cover. As we explain, they do eat mothers.
Yes.
And other such scientific facts we go on to. So partly it's to educate people about spiders, for good and bad, because, you know, there are reasons to be afraid of spiders, but they should be, you know, based on fact rather than just sort of superstition and prejudice.
Yes. I bought an air gun once and the reason I bought it was simply to kill the spiders in my student house that I couldn't otherwise reach.
That's very resourceful.
Yes.
Very successful.
Yes. When I left that student house, it was like the Somme, but for spiders.
I imagine that's a great selling point for people. You know, lots of dead spiders up in a corner.
Yeah. I imagine they're like, that house is now renting out to students on the basis of, look, a radio presenter that no one has heard of or listens to once lived here and shot spiders. with an air gun. Look at the evidence. And I think that's... There's probably a blue plaque or something. In fact, there isn't, but I might go... Could you illustrate me a blue plaque?
I could do.
Yeah.
Would it be primarily of the spiders, or would it be you posing with an air gun in sort of a Rambo-esque sort of...
Yeah, that, but with spiders. And yes, that. And yes. But you know, and I want the... And I will go... You and I can go around and stick it to the front of that house. Probably we should best do that at night.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise the blue plaque people, you know, they can get a bit sort of...
Oh, they're right.
You know, they can get a bit sniffy, can't they?
They can. Yeah. I know. Mark, it's been wonderful, like the spiders, to talk to you. So, look, where can we, and in all seriousness, this is a very funny book. Why haven't you got it published properly? Why are you turning to this crowdfunding stuff?
Well, there's a number of sort of paradoxes, I think, that have sort of made things a bit difficult for us. One is, it is a children's book, in a sense, in that it... is very much in the style of a children's book,
yeah.
But it may not be considered suitable for children,
yeah.
In some respects, as your listeners would find out if they head over to Kickstarter or look us up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Then it's, and that's quite hard to pitch children's book, which are unsuitable for children. Also, initially, sort of when we first made this,
yeah.
When I first illustrated this, then... We got quite popular online things, but this was before the days of Kickstarter. So it was purely like an online, just, you know, going on Reddit and BuzzFeed,
yeah.
And things like this.
So the Kickstarter essentially is to turn it into a proper book.
It's to turn it into a proper book. Like I say, so describing it over the phone is only the second best way to experience this. And it is much preferable to have it as a real physical book,
yeah.
With its beautiful sort of award-winning quality illustrations.
Yes.
And... they haven't actually won any awards, but they're certainly of a quality where I wouldn't be surprised if that happened, you know, potentially award-winning.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen such an excellent illustration of a two-eyed friendly spider as this, I have to say. I'm fully behind this. I think this is excellent. I genuinely do. So if you would... Well, you're welcome. If you would like to turn this book... into a book, then Mark, give us the address. Where would we find it? What do we search for?
So if you go to Kickstarter,
yeah.
The project is called Spiders Are Wonderful, and actually there aren't that many people asserting spiders are wonderful, so if you just Google the phrase spiders are wonderful, then the Kickstarter is on the front page.
That'll do.
Or also if you head over to Facebook, we've got the Spiders Are Wonderful is Wonderful appreciation page. And that'll have a link there as well.
Excellent. It is very funny. Mark, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, no, you're more welcome. So that's Mark. Do what he said. Have a look at that and, you know, chuck some coin at it because I'd like to see this as a book. That's Mark. If you've got a Kickstarter that you would like us to kick right up the arse on the national radio that no one listens to on this programme, then please get in touch. You can do it via this number, 87222. Write your message with the word talk. Or at Talk Radio. Con's not in the room. At Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
At 3:36. And Victoria's got the news slightly late. Sorry about that.
Really late. Tony Blair says the decision to invade Iraq was the most agonising during his 10 years as Prime Minister.